Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Quickly Repent, Already in Progress.
Just like when Cheryl and I was down in North Carolina this year, whenever that man we were going to be on the set with the next day, we were having dinner with Sid Roth and his wife, and this man's name was Left Hetland. And he, as he was on there and talking about what God had been, I asked him a question. I said, Left, how has God been using you out there? He said that God had sent him to the Muslim world, to talk about the love of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So you have to be very careful how you talk to a Muslim, because they believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is their God. See? But he's not. So anyway, the Lord came to Left, he told me, we're sitting there having dinner with this guy now. And he says, the Lord came to me and said, as I stood up, there was Jesus Christ standing right in front of me. Now, I have never had the privilege to see the Master yet, but I've sure had the privilege to talk to him many times. And I've had him talk to me. It's wonderful when he talks to you, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, after all, Lazarus, you know, has been dead for 4 days. So Jesus raised him from the dead, so what's wrong with you, girl? That's what he tried to tell you, right, Gary? He's trying to tell you, you know, all you need is a little faith. And if you get a hold of the fact that Jesus lives in you, you can do this. And so, anyway, Lev said that the Lord came to him. He told him to hold his hands out like this. And so he said, I did. I put my hands up just like that. And he reached over and put his fingers in and said, I'm going to anoint you with a special love for the Muslims. You're to go into the world and to tell the Muslims that I love them. But you're to tell them that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob loves them, and you're not to tell them my name because they don't know my name. So anyway, he goes out there and he meets with the president of Iraq, and the president of Iraq, when he talks to him about this, he gets a group of 120,000 Muslim males, and they have a meeting. And Les said, I'm there speaking in this gigantic place to 120,000 men. I'm telling them about the love of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's not a God that wants to go out and kill people. He's a God that wants to love people. And so he said, I'm talking to them and telling them all these things. And all of a sudden, somebody down here toward the front on my right side jumped up and began to scream. My arm just grew back. You know, over there when you do something, you steal or whatever, what do they do to you? They cut off an arm or a leg. They usually cut off the arm first, and if that don't stop you, if you get caught twice, they cut your leg off. So anyway, I said, I'm not even talking about the miraculous God. I'm just talking about the love of this God. And all of a sudden, this man jumps up and says, my arm just grew back. And all of a sudden, then one back over here jumped up and began to scream, my leg just grew back. And he said, all of a sudden, things began to happen all over that auditorium. Thousands of people got healed, new arms and legs and everything. And he said, I never saw anything. I said, I'm just standing there watching it. It's happening. So he said, after many men and got their legs and arms grew back, I said, now the God that loves you just did this for you. This is how much he loves you. And he wants you to accept him as your Lord and Savior. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he said, out of the 120,000 men, 87,000 of them signed a petition to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Now see, that's what we're all about. We're supposed to be doing that. So he said, that night, when I got in the hotel, he said, I'd never seen anything like this in my life. Now, I can only imagine being the speaker and get to see God do something like this. Can't you, Franz? Only imagine.
I can't dream that big. Yeah. Franz is that he can't even dream that big. But he's going to get to where he can.
Amen.
But anyway, he said, Lord, I never seen anything like this. He said, Lord, how do you do this? And the Lord spoke to him and says, Lev, I am the Creator God. When I speak, it happens. When I speak, it happens. Now, with Jack, if you and me have that Creator God living in us, and we can get to where we can speak it, realizing it's totally Him, we're going to get to see the same kind of things happen. You know that?
Yeah.
We've seen Him do some pretty wonderful things.
Yep.
He's done some pretty wonderful things. But the God that we serve is out of this world. But, it's amazing how I was sitting back there in the back earlier, and I was thinking, today we got to go over. It wasn't in my plan until I sat down. But I said, today we have to talk about Psalms 91. And then Dave come up and talked about Psalms 91. I thought, wow, okay, he done a good job there. Tomorrow, as all of us know, it is going to be the Republican
convention.
Yeah, in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, no telling what the world may try to do. I've heard wild stories today, of people that are saying they're going to get men together to go there and to kill every white person that's there. I mean, if they're saying that, they're going to do it. They're going to try it. But that means you and me have to take that scripture that Dave talked about and make sure we pray. And the only thing I'd change in that prayer is, Lord, we don't want to just pray just for the white police officers. We want to pray for every police officer, regardless of color, because they're all sons of God. But Lord, not only that, but we ask you to protect every person, red, yellow, black, and white, at that nobody will kill nobody. There will be no death tomorrow at that convention. In the name of Jesus. Now let me tell you, I was down at Daystar just here a while back, and there was a man that had been there a little while before. I wish I could remember his name. Y'all might remember the name of the guy, the Spanish or Mexican missionary. What's his name? You remember? Anyway, I can't remember his name. But anyway, let me tell you something that this man did. This will give you, now here we're a church that's known for doing things outside the box. Is that right? I mean, when we pray for people, we believe. You know, we have the audacity. Cheryl and I, we pray for people like that one. When we pray and we break the curse, if Jesus said we can, whosoever sins we forgive, they're forgiven.
Amen.
Now, we're just, Cheryl and me and some of you in this room are just crazy enough to believe that means what it says.
Amen.
You know, and so you can stand for those people, right? And so, and just think, they flew all the way to Florida to pray for that person that was sick. And God honored that prayer. Yeah. But you know, you don't have to go down there to get it done. You know, it could be done from right here. I mean, Cheryl and I pray for people every day, and we always pray. We remit their sins. We find out what they're, try to find out what their sin is if we can. But if we can't, then we just remit all of their sins. So once we remit all of their sins, and then pray the prayer of faith for them, we always end our prayer in the thing, now then, it is done, I guarantee it. It is done. Just like this young fella right here, and this one right here too, I could tell a good story on both these guys. But I can remember when Jack came in here the first time years ago with his back trouble. And I told him, I said, you got a sin in your life. And he said, what? He said, I said, do you go to church? Oh, yeah, I go to a big Baptist church. And he said, I'm there all the time. And I said, well, that don't make any difference. You got a sin in your life. I said, what do you do for a living? He said, well, I'm a businessman. I said, well, do you ever do anything that might not be 100% ethical? Maybe you kind of fudge a little over here or do something over here. Is business? Well, he said, Thurman, I guess maybe everybody's done that, don't you think? I said, we probably have, every one of us. But I said, that's sin. I said, that could be what's causing your back trouble. Oh, come on. I said, why don't you just repent and ask God to forgive you? I mean, it's minor, you know. I mean, a minor little tiny thing, you know. So how easy is it if somebody comes up and says, I want you to do this and this, but don't tell nobody. Okay, so you turn over here and talk to this person and say, I'll do this for you, but this guy wants me to do that. He told me not to tell nobody, but I'm going to tell you, but don't you tell nobody. Now, see, now that, but both of that's a sin, right?
Yeah.
We don't realize how easy it is to sin. So anyway, I said, Jack, I want you to repent of all your sins. So he repented. He said, okay. He said, I never heard of nothing like this. And so anyway, I told him, well, when I used to go to Baptist church, I never heard of nothing like this over there either. But I said, it works over here. And so I said, we're not Baptist, we're non-denominational. So I said, I want you to repent of your sin. So Jack repented for his sin. Then I said, okay, now that you've repented for your sin, I want you to thank the Lord for healing. I'm just going to pray for you. Real, in fact, I think what I'm not sure which one I use, but you know, there's so many scriptures in the Bible as to the way you can do things. One of them, he says, pray the prayer of faith for people. One of them is cast out the demon. One of them, he says, just touch them. In other words, you can get people healed just by walking up to somebody and say, and didn't say a word. Is that what he says, Miss Jackie? The scripture says, and you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall get well. But anyway, I don't know which one of those things I did for Jack that day. But then I said, now, Jack, I want you to thank the Lord for healing your body. So he said, Lord, thank you for healing me. And so then he says, I said, now then, how's the pain? He said, oh, he said, it's still there. I said, well, it ain't going to be a miracle healing, because if he miracle heals it just like that. But I said, it's going to be just a normal healing. So I said, as you go get in your car. I want you to praise the Lord and thank him for your healing. So he think, okay. So he said, Lord, thank you for my healing. Oh, Thurman, it still hurts. I said, you don't go by what you see. We don't walk by faith. I mean, by sight, we walk by faith. So I said, you don't go by what you see or feel or nothing else. You go by the word. So Jack goes out to the car thinking, I never heard anything like this. You know, I ain't too sure about this guy in there. So he goes out there and he gets in his car and sits down. And when he sits down, guess what? No back pain for the first time in years. So he, for 2 weeks, he drives around, works, does all kinds of stuff. And he comes back two Sundays later and he says, Pastor, the most awesome thing I ever saw. He said, I've been looking for this back pain for 2 weeks and I can't find it. It's just not there. I said, well, Jack, quit looking for it. Jesus has healed you.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Quickly Repent, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.